everything's running smoothly.
Hey, what is going on? Look at us starting out your week on a Wednesday, a hump day. Baby. What's going on, Pete? What's going on, mate?
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Since we don't go on Tuesdays, we do get to start on this hump day. Happy hump day to all the KC morning hoes. If you're just waking up in Kansas City, I got your real feel.
Oh, Pete, I missed this. Give me that real feel.
It's always a good omen, I think, when the real feel matches the actual feel. And that's what you're getting this morning in the mid-60s as waking up. It's that nice weather. It should heat up as the day goes on. Won't get any higher than the mid-70s, though, which is good because sometimes it gets too hot. Got an overcast today, a stray shower, a thunderstorm as possible. High is 76. Winds light and variable. Tonight, overcast, stray shower, a thunderstorm as possible. Low 63. High of 72, low 58 with some thunderstorms. Your forecast tomorrow, and then it's sunny once again on Friday. So there you go.
You really got that thing down. It's almost poetry now, man. When you read that KCMS AccuWeather real feel forecast, man, it just feels like you know what you're talking about. The credibility is just oozing through your pores.
Well, the good thing I'll say is the weather.com app improved itself. It seems like overnight. So now they're giving me detailed forecasts. I'm reading them better. The words are flowing out of my mouth, out of my weather pores, as I would say. And it does feel good to be a weatherman.
Oh, man.
The short of it.
Sounds good, man. You have taken what you've learned from your idols, the Gary Lezaks of the world, the Brian Busbys, and you've made it your own Peter Sweeney. The Sween Satisfaction. Guaranteed.
If I can inspire one little weatherman or weatherwoman a day, I'm happy. I feel like I've completed what I wanted to do that day.
Damn, a day? Man, that's...
You only have to be right about 10% of the time. No one even checks. No one looks.
Wow.
Back.
Throwing shade amongst your colleagues right now are going to be so angry that you did that.
Oh, I'm not
throwing shade.
Yeah, I'm not naming any names. Sometimes they say it's going to rain throughout a Memorial Day weekend and then it's sunny the entire time. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Speaking of Memorial Day, how was your extended holiday? I guess it's Wednesday now, so I feel like we're talking about old news, but I haven't seen it since Friday. Fill me in, brother. How you been?
Pretty good. Got a haircut, which was key.
You did it. Tell me how the process went, because I have not come to terms with that yet. Do you feel safe?
Yeah.
I mean, you look good. You look fine.
No. You walk into the barber shop or wherever it is that you go, and if everyone's following protocol, it looks like Hostel, the movie, but instead of getting killed, you get your locks chopped off.
Okay.
And so that's what happened to me. I went in there. I met with my barber, and she did a nice job. She edged me up, which was good.
You look good. Let me see. Hey, let me see a profile shot. There we go. Ooh, look at them. Look at that geometry. The 90-degree angles, a nice little fade there to the side. Looks good.
I recently had to change barbers because one of my old barber, or I guess she was more of a hairdresser, she ended up having... she ended up getting pregnant, and then the quarantine happened, and so everything's just been wild. So, been going back and forth. I think she did a nice job, though. This fairly new one. So
look at that flow up top. My goodness.
Yeah,
gracious.
I say keep it medium length on top, but let's clean the roads on the side. If you're gonna get to the top, you gotta see where you're going.
So did you tell anybody, though, besides me and, of course, now the rest of the world in this podcast, did you post any pictures?
You know, I actually...
Knowing full well people might give you grief for going out and, getting the haircut.
I actually did take a before pic, but, I was looking at it and I said, this isn't bad enough for me to do a before after. And I'm not going to, the one thing that they say about before after is just don't force the before after. And so I didn't want to do that. And I had a picture in mind to put up, and I just ate it. Sometimes you got to eat it.
Sometimes these tweets, these posts, just not worth it. Just it's not worth the copy and paste, and it's not worth the filter that's going to get 2 or 3 likes. Not worth it.
I think we've only been friends and probably been working together for, I think, just, it's not more than 2 years. It's between a year and 2 years. And I think even in that short time, you have been eating more tweets that you maybe would have tweeted before. So that is what we call personal growth. And I'm proud of you for that.
Before I forget, I have a tweet I need a caption for a little bit later on today.
Yeah, so there he goes.
I got a picture. I got a post. So
you hit me up the other day. I had a perfect caption and you had already posted.
What was it? Do you remember which one it was? Because you were coming in too slow. I needed something quick, man.
You get too antsy. You were in the woods. For some reason, you were wearing a Pharrell outfit in the woods. And you said, what should I caption this? And I guess I hadn't seen it. I don't know what I was doing. Probably working or something.
I've got too many Pharrell hats. And
I said, right, nature's candy. Because you were randomly in the woods in like a Grammys outfit. And you didn't. It was too late. It was already.
It was perfect. And it really was.
Sun hits different in quarantine, and I said this caption stinks. That's what I said. But look, I gave you a like
anyway.
That was
a good caption. And that sun. Hold on. Sun hits harder in quarantine. As I go to @heartsoul965 on Instagram, feel free to like and or subscribe. That picture, Pete, that you gave me no help with.
I think I gave you a like.
369. Likes on the Instagram.
I would say you left about 100
likes. That was a Hearts original.
I would say you left 100 likes on the table, but that's just me. Went to a Memorial Day barbecue. This was the first social gathering that I've been to, and we were safe and whatnot. And it was weird, actually. This quarantine has really gotten us into. I mean, no one at the party was weird. It just was like a weird feeling. It's gotten us into this like rut of like Hobbit. Like, it is going to be real odd when everything is just completely back to normal. I mean, it might not happen for another month or so, but it is, it was different for sure. Kind of gotten used to just being in the house.
Did you dish out hugs and some handshakes? Some dap or what? In the corners?
Didn't really touch anybody. I just kind of gave him a, you know, even though we were in person, just kind of gave him a wave, you know, one of these waves that you do. Mm-hmm. And
I think that's going to be the thing. Everyone's going to be kind of trigger happy. Like when I go inside anywhere just to go see, I don't know, Ma or a homie or whatever, do I need to bring my mask? Do I need to disinfect? Do I need to go home and shower ASAP? You know,
I just think it.
I haven't gone out yet. I didn't go out this weekend. I didn't do anything for Memorial Day.
But you know how these things go. Like if say you guys are going out for a couple of drinks on the weekend, everyone is wearing their masks at the beginning. You know, you get to 2-3 hours after people have a couple pops, no one cares about the mask.
Oh, what mask? I've already lost that thing and spilled on it.
And I mean, it is what it is. But I can't say I blame anyone for that. It's just you sort of have to cross your fingers. If people have quarantined, then maybe you'd be all right. If they haven't been to the Lake of the Ozarks in the last 48 hours,
man,
you'll be okay.
What were we doing? I hope we're not too late on this because, you know, it happened over the weekend and I was looking for you, Pete. I was like, where is Peter W. Swain? The W stands for water. Where is he at? Because I know he's down there somewhere.
No, I was not.
I'm happy to report you weren't there.
How was your weekend? I mean, I could see you. You haven't gotten a haircut yet. And really, I could tell by the way you look. You want your woman's man. Staying alive. Staying alive.
Heart, soul,
alive. You do look like a disco man. You should go. What is that place in Kansas City? That
little Funky Town?
Funky Town.
Let's go. You know me with some skates at Funky Town. Adding some foam.
Yeah, before you get edged up again. Wait till Funky Town is open and let that thing shimmy and shake through the bubble.
Man, I don't know if post quarantine the first place you want to hit up is Funky Town. I'll just be honest.
That's where you get funky.
I mean, I might need to, man. Look at this. I'm rocking this like this collarless shirt. This feels like something I could wear in the 70s.
Another Henley, man. It looks like
a little bit. That's what I was doing most of the weekend. I have gotten back on board what is called retail therapy. I have noticed I'm nervous about going out, but I also want to look good. And the problem about when we got quarantined right before summer, we didn't have a spring, man. We didn't have a spring. And so I didn't get a chance to workshop any new looks. I didn't look at any summer books, any spring catalogs.
I've just taken the approach of wearing the same pajama pants for 2 weeks or.
I should be doing that. But instead, I'm taking that Trump money and going to H&M.com. So there we go.
There you go. And that's
I like so far the results I'm getting. You're going to like the show I'm going to throw for you, Pete. Once you see me again, you're going to see a brand new repertoire, my friend, a new rotation. Got a couple spot starters, got a few middle reliever shirts, got a few closer fanny packs, a crop top, man, that is going to probably be a all-star this season. So I'm very excited for the look you're going to see.
People have noticed the variety of fanny packs that you wear. It almost has become your thing in Kansas City. You have an accessory that is now associated with you. And of all the accessories in the world, you've chosen fanny packs. That is the way
that you I'm here, went. Folks. I'm here for you. I've arrived. Thank you. Thank you. Fanny packs. Gosh. Let your fanny pack fly, my friends. I love it. Pete, had a good Memorial Day. How's the family? I haven't asked about Mama Sween recently. I got to check in on my people.
Yeah, everybody's good. I might be headed back soon to do a golf tournament with my dad in upstate New York.
Thanks for the invite.
If we deem it, yeah. If we deem it.
Come on, man. Let me meet the parents. When am I going to meet the parents?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Come on, Pete. This is a big step for us. It's a big deal for us. Yeah, a huge step.
I just don't think I'm ready. I just don't think I'm ready. But
what? Oh.
But
is it? Are you not proud of me?
No, it's not you. No. It's not you. It's me. My dad is excited for me to come. We'll see if it happens. The NFL may be picking up and having practices in June. You know, they do whatever they want. So I follow their schedule.
What about me? Are you not proud about to tell your parents? Huh?
What about us?
Doesn't seem like, you know, I just thought this, that what no, we had no, was special.
No, you're great. No, this is a me problem.
No, nothing was problem. Real now. I thought, until we meet the parents, all this was fake. And you know what, Pete?
Take I haven't met your parents, Miss Muriel.
Before you say something.
Mr. Santa.
My dad has a beard, but he's not Santa.
He has a Santa beard.
Although Santa was black. That's on the record. Listen.
So was Jesus.
That's your news, boys and girls. That's the show. We'll see you on Friday. Pete, before you say something that makes me just too inconsolable, because the first cut's the deepest, you've already hurt me to my core this morning. You should just go ahead and take me the news. Just take me the news.
Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Don't hurt yourself.
A little extra grit on that one. Yay! One more time. Yay!
Is that what we call phlegm nowadays? Grit?
What you just heard was passion.
Right.
Intensity. Phlegm.
Oh, gosh. Gross.
My name's Hartzell. Peter Sweeney. He's editor-in-chief of a website called Arrowhead Pride.
That's right. We're still piping out hot content.
Piping hot takes from Chaboy Peter T. Swing. The T stands for takes. Are you ready for the news, man? Let's do the news, man. Give me a letter. I haven't done that yet.
T.
T. I just did T.
What?
Give me another letter. I just did T for a take.
You don't want T. Okay, got it. S.
Peter S. Sween. The S stands for... Shut up, man.
No, come on, dude. How am I going to do a show for you if I shut up?
You make good points. You know what? It's logic like that. Foolproof on this program.
Ryan.
Oh, my name is Hartzell. Pete across the line, your KC morning show. Where can they find us on the social medias, on the internet? Tell them, Peter.
KC morning show is the easy way. That's for everything except Instagram. And Instagram, you got to add a V. Instagram.com/KC morning show. No one owns it, but that you just can't register it. So, I mean, I don't know why they're doing that to me. I don't know what the Zuck has up his sleeve for that URL eventually. But, you know, I'm not going to hold back here. I mean, he could eat it as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, shots fired. Shots fired from Peter Swain. All right, man. Let's do the news, man. Some new guidelines on the state of Kansas. So Governor Lori Kelly, she has been busy. She's been going to court. She's been going to the legislature. And now some new guidelines is not the correct word. In fact, they are changing that to now recommendations.
Local governments in Kansas no longer required to follow the state's reopening plan. Governor Lori Kelly announced the Ad Astra plan to reopen Kansas will now serve as a guide for county health leaders. It went into effect Tuesday, May 27th. Both Wyandotte and Johnson counties say they'll continue to follow the governor's phase two as planned.
So Kelly said Tuesday that issuing a new emergency declaration tailored to the current situation the state is in. Kelly said on Tuesday, allowing each county to set guidelines is confusing, but as a direct result of the legislator, they tried to, you know, take her power away. She said that she's not going to make any order that restricts business activities because she doesn't want to have to go back to court and have to go through another political and or legal hassle. So there you
my
go.
My girl, LK, has come a long way on this issue, huh?
Is this our new thing?
What?
A long way with LK. Put that on a shirt.
Look
at Peter Sweeney, the political consultant over here.
She was, I think, really hesitant to sort of get the party started, and you know, you blink and she's going full party, like she's the one on the roof ready to jump in the pool.
Yo, and I'm all about somebody who's ready to lead. You know what? Everybody's gonna have that first person that says, "F it, I'm at this party. I'll jump off the roof. Is that a pool? I'll jump." Someone's gonna be that person, and I like to think that Lori Kelly is the chick at a party who's raging, jumping off the roof,
taking that shirt and twisting around her head like a helicopter.
Woo! Let's go, Kansas!
Who am I, Lori Kelly, mother effer? Right?
Exactly right. You thought you had some fire freestyles. You thought your freestyle on Friday, man. You see Lori Kelly turned up on a Friday night in public policy mode. Woo!
Well, we lost. Lit. I think the thing is, we lost R. Kelly as an artist, so we needed a new Kelly. So now we have L. Kelly, and so it was a ample replacement, as far as I'm concerned, into the music and hip hop scene.
Some more fallout coming from, coming from us, the Show Me State. You saw the pictures, you saw the videos of everybody down at the Lake of the Ozark. Party Cove was lit.
The state's top doctor, Randall Williams, said he's concerned about the state losing progress on keeping COVID-19 from spreading.
It saddens me to see that, because we've done so well here in Missouri to date, and the credit for that goes to Missourians for getting us to where we are. The governor pointed out, you know, many of those people we think traveled there, and now they're traveling back.
So if you did travel, especially some of those high intense occupancy areas, if that was you, probably don't tell nobody because you're gonna get ethered online, but just quietly into yourself, report and quarantine. They say if that was you and you went down the lake this weekend, you should probably isolate 2 weeks. Do like we were doing back in March. You got to restart this thing if you mess up. That's why we don't want to mess up. That's kind of the whole point.
No one is gonna listen to that, so I just think the damage has been done.
We're done with this thing. It's over. Let's just be real.
I don't know.
What was your first response when you saw that stuff? What was your first?
I'm just not surprised at all. I mean, it's human nature, and I wonder. I just, this whole thing, I just feel, has been this grand botch. We know human nature, and it's not a good thing, but it's just like nobody has enough self control, right? So with that in mind, at this point, it almost is like we should have just let it run its course, because we'd be almost at the end of it.
Because, well, 45 said that, right? He said if this happens again in the fall, he's not shutting anything down.
Well, nobody's listening. It's not like people are listening. And this is the part of America that's the good part, right? You can't have these insane rules where you force people to do things. You can only really, like, this isn't communist China or Russia or whatever. That's a good thing, but at the same time, if you can't get everybody to do it, and you can't, you may as well just open the carnival back up and let people decide for themselves.
Take care of yourself. is essentially what they're trying to tell us. Hair salons. Pete is back. Pete got his flow. How Pete got his groove back. Those edges, your line, just, you have beautiful hair. Your flow is amazing, Pete. It really is. And people want to be like you. They want to be like Mike. No, they want to be like Pete Sweeney. Hair salons now, because of you, Pete, are seeing a surge. And that means that we might even see some surging in some COVID patients.
You can come into contact with so many people, especially here, and then those people contact, you know, their families or whoever else they're around.
As many as 140 customers potentially exposed after two stylists there testing positive for COVID-19 in Springfield.
That terrifies me that if somebody isn't using the precautions that are available.
Friday, the city of Springfield sent 91 people, 84 clients, and 7 employees have been exposed. And now 56 more clients have said they were also potentially directly exposed. So be open, be honest, be safe, and still stay home. If you ain't got to go nowhere, stay home. That's what I always say. Now, as I tell you to stay home, I also say, yo, get that money. And with that being said, because I am a walking double standard, casinos are back, specifically Hollywood Casino.
They check your temperature, sanitize your hand, show your ID, and you walk in.
Inside, there are some differences. No table games yet, just slot machines. No poker room or valet available. Only prepackaged food is sold, and no live music or entertainment. After noon, the line to get in was so long, many decided it wasn't worth it.
Well, that line's got to be at least about an hour wait, so. I wish they'd take time and, you know, have a little safe distance in between, just to, you know.
Roughly 50% of slot machines will be disabled, according to a statement from Hollywood Casino. Floor decals and signage has been installed to strictly enforce social distancing guidelines in areas where lines typically form. Live music? Nope, not yet. Limited to prepackaged food items from the Boulevard and Sunset Bar. I haven't been to Hollywood in a while. I haven't won any money from Hollywood in even a longer amount of time. Employees are wearing masks and undergoing screenings daily, and customers will be required to do the same.
Just give our mutual friend Stanford Joe a call, and I'm sure he'll bring you to Hollywood.
I'm waiting for that text. Everybody's got that casino buddy, right? Like, everybody's got that buddy who's got to go to the boats. Stanford Joe, his name's Joe. He went to Stanford. Is that buddy for ours? My man is always down to clown. Yep. No fear of missing out from Stanford Joe.
And the thing is, he doesn't even bring a raft to the boats. So he just goes.
Because he doesn't expect one. He's like, prepared. It is balls to the wall.
Yeah.
I good love that. We'll take a casino trip. Me and Sween playing some. What is your game? What is your casino game? Do you have one? You're not a slots guy. I feel like you might be a guy that sits at a table with a fancy drink.
I like Texas Hold'em and blackjack, okay. Occasionally, if you're feeling funky and you feel like you just won 50, you go throw it on red.
Mm-hmm. I love roulette. That's my game. It's the worst odds, but it's on.
Not brand if you play the colors.
Hey. Once you go black, you never go back.
The colors of roulette are actually the best stats.
So you always go with the green one, right? Obviously.
No. I would go on one of the two 48% squares, but yes.
Yes. Pete, easy, medium, or hard? What's our next story going to be?
Easy.
Easy? All right.
Yeah, first day of the week, you know what I mean? Like, let's keep it nice and smooth and nice, silky, okay. And lubed up.
I love it. Oh, Pete, I love that. You know what? I got an app for that.
I'll call and it'll say all of our whole lines are busy. All of our people are busy. Call back tomorrow and it'll hang up.
In Kansas, an Uber driver named David, who's seeking unemployment, tells us he's used a new smartphone application to try to improve his chances when calling.
And I called one day 1,100 times. Wasn't able to get through at all. Can you believe that? Dialing the number 1,100 times and no answer.
So here's the thing. That is what people are doing. They're using these apps to have like the automatic redial. Now, I threw that story in there because it's taking off right now. That's going viral. Don't do that. They're saying that's not something that we should be encouraging. So I am doing my part as a public servant. And I was on the Kansas unemployment website yesterday. It was hella busy as it's been for the last 2 months.
One of my favorite things in the world is Hearts of Logic, man. Don't you don't want people to know about it or use it? Let's throw it in our show and make sure people.
No. I use the Twitter logic. I use the retweeting knowledge.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, whenever you want to, because whenever you want to, you know, call out somebody for their terrible tweet, you know, you always have to, you know, you retweet it so that you can make yourself look good while also still showing you, what they did.
For those of you who keep getting hanged up on, don't use this app that makes it so much easier so that that doesn't happen and you could stay off your phone as much. Don't touch the forbidden fruit.
Are you a little angsty?
But it's delicious.
All right.
It is tasty. It is delectable.
You're in a mood, huh? You and 45 can get angsty together.
I don't know about that.
As the U.S. approaches a tragic milestone, 100,000 dead, President Trump tonight is defending his handling of the pandemic, casting it as a success that the number of lives lost is not in the millions. It comes as the president spent his Memorial Day weekend attending remembrances while honoring the virus's victims.
As one nation, we mourn alongside every single family that has lost loved ones.
But aside from that, the president's largely been focused elsewhere, playing two rounds of golf and firing off dozens of divisive tweets, amplifying posts that insult prominent Democratic women, accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of having a drinking problem, and mocking former Georgia legislator Stacey Abrams about her appearance.
Right, so, I apologize for it was a little bit of a longer clip. I just didn't really want to do any analysis off of any of that. So that was your national news.
Where did you get that? Who was that clip from? CNN or?
No, that was ABC.
That's ABC, news. So not too bad.
That was
not too bad.
As straightforward as I can get.
I read yesterday that Twitter, for the first time, put a warning on one of his tweets.
Yeah,
you should fact. That's bad. When the president needs
one, yeah.
When the president needs a warning to check the facts of it, because and good on Twitter for adding this because. You know, one of the problems with social media, as we've discussed on the show a number of times, has been misinformation going viral and just people taking it as fact. And it seems like Facebook has had a worse problem with this than Twitter, but there are Twitter bots out there. So they have this new thing now where they'll give you a warning. Hey, just be sure to do research into this, which is really smart, I think.
Mm-hmm. Before Trump, before the president, Twitter was dying. Like everyone who I had talked to, social media workshops. I mean, Twitter was probably fifth or sixth on the list of top 10. I mean, it was dying quickly. And then Trump basically reboots the whole thing and it gets a second wind. And now it's probably as big as it's ever been. It's only going to get bigger. And yeah, so he made his tweet about mail-in votes, mail-in voting, how he thinks it's unconstitutional and all this nonsense. And so, yeah, Twitter goes in, does a fact check, and about 2 or 3 hours later, this was his tweet. Because, you know, let's tweet about Twitter in the middle of a pandemic. At Twitter is now interfering. Now interfering, Pete, in the 2020 presidential election. They're saying my statement on mail-in ballots, which will lead to massive corruption and fraud, is incorrect based on fact-checking by fake news CNN and the Amazon Washington Post. Twitter is completely stifling free speech, and I, as president, will not allow it to happen! Exclamation point!
This actually reminds me of something I have experience with where people will come onto Arrowhead Pride to complain about Arrowhead Pride. That's probably all I should say.
No, we should do like an inspirational music in the background as we read like everyone who sent you and Arrowhead Pride angry tweets or like my text line for 96.5 The Buzz or my like Instagram DMs. So we could just do like the whole thing and just get all the grossness out there and make it like, you know, like an 80s montage style. Let's do a palate cleanser, huh? After that, I feel a little sweaty, feel a little gross. You know what we need right now? A
little mint ice cream.
A little mint ice cream. You know what people like to call mint ice cream? Another word for mint ice cream? You have no idea where this is going, do you?
Pistachio.
No. A list!
No one calls it that.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list!
Ooh, there we go. Take a deep breath in. Soak it in, man. My list, man. My list. My name is Hartzell. I did this. Ooh, there we go. I feel better now. Sometimes the anxiety of the national news just gets me down. It's a bummer sometimes. How much negativity? You know what we need? We need structure. We need order. In the midst of chaos, you need a list. My list. This is your list of Hartzell. Now this one, Pete, you're gonna like it. It's a short one. It's a sweet one. The thing that everyone is into now, playlist. You know, everyone's making the mixtapes. The mixtapes are back, man, as they should be, because what do you want to do when the world's coming to an end or when everything just feels like it's just burning? You want comfort. You want that song that makes you feel right.
People are using cassette tapes again? I'll use a cassette tape if need be.
There you go.
Gotta go get a new one.
And the mixtape that Pete's talking about, his cassette tape, was the happiest songs ever released. That's your list right now. I got right here your top five. Let's go. Your top five happiest songs ever released. This is according to SWNSdigital.com.
Cause I'm happy. Is that on it?
Well, of course it's on there. But you want to know where it's at in the list?
I'm so happy, baby. By Ashanti.
Oh, did you just go Ashanti on him? Did Pete just break him up with a little Ashanti? They don't know, Pete. They don't know about that. All right, let's go your top five. Top five happiest songs ever released. Oh, number five.
Abrupt ending to the
abrupt
start
ending.
The music.
Number five, Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. We'll give it a shot.
It's his life. It's now or never. He's not going to live forever.
That's not the...
What?
Oh, man. I like to think that that was a sequel to that song, you know? Like, yeah. I like to think that It's My Life was a sequel of Living on a Prayer. ABBA, Dancing Queen at number four. You can dance. You can dance. Top 50 happiest songs.
Like that one.
ABBA's got new music coming out, by the way. So that's a
lot
real,
of weddings. They'll
thing.
Call me the dancing swing, and oh my God. I accept that.
Number three. The Bee Gees, Staying Alive. I feel like, man,
I actually
if I had
sang
to,
this before.
I was gonna say, if I had to put a band to you, you would say Dave Matthews, but I would go more Bee Gees, man. I just when I see you, I think Bee Gees, man. I think you just strutting.
Fun fact, if someone's dying, you could pump their heart to the song, so keep that in mind.
Last. Number two, you're runner up, huh? Going Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Did a Queen solo in high school. I think that's how you know you've made it. That's when you know you peaked, is that when your high school show choir ends up covering Queen, as every good high school show choir does. If you're the one who can get the Freddie Mercury solo, you made it. And that was me. And I like to think that ever since then, it's all been downhill ever since. Should we go to number one?
Okay.
ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
That cannot be it.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
That is a real thing. The Electric Light Orchestra.
Another day, another dumbass list. That is not the happiest song of all time. How is it not happy?
Of the 1,300
I said it was
going to
be an overcast.
It was a runaway.
It's an overcast.
Runaway
today.
Favorite.
Mid-60s. It'll get to high. I mean, mid-70s.
The study released by Greatest Hits Radio showed the happiest songs.
I wasted 5 minutes of my life.
I had more news, but I feel like we're done. My name is Hartzell. That is Pete. Give me a letter. Why not? We're going to talk about some free tequila. It's not anything. Pizza Hut's giving you free pizza if you're a graduate, so go graduate and get a slice. Pete, give me a letter.
Stuffed crust. S for stuffed crust. How about How about T?
Peter T. Sween. The T stands for here very, very soon. Pete's going to take us to sports. You like that?
Wonderful.
It's your KC Morning Show. I'm rusty today. A little rusty.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter! Take me to sports.
Hey, it's me, Pete Sweeney, the sports guy.
Hey, this guy.
The Chiefs, right? You know them. They are favored to win the Super Bowl again. Uh-huh. So ESPN.com, they did 20,000 simulations, and the Chiefs have a 20% chance. So 21 out of the 100 times, or 20,000. The Chiefs win it. So that'd be the first back-to-back team since the early 2000s. So think about what kind of feat that would be.
How are you, the editor-in-chief? How are you? That last 2 minutes.
How about that? Pat Mahomes, you know him as well? Quarterback of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He tweeted yesterday that the Chiefs are back in Kansas City and working. Mahomes had been in Texas, which is his home state, for the offseason. He'd been working out with his main gal, Brittany. Brittany had been giving him some workouts, but now he's back in Kansas City with, I guess, several receivers. No real details on the tweet. He just said he's back. He corrected an NFL Network reporter yesterday. They can't be at the facility yet. So if you are a huge Chiefs fan and you got nothing to do, you're collecting that sweet, sweet, sweet unemployment money.
Ooh-wee.
Go find these guys. I'd imagine they're at some kind of high school. Go hunt them. I'll go hunt them down.
Are you encouraging hide and go seek right now? You're encouraging us to go.
No, it's more like a Chiefs treasure hunt. Unless they found a place where it's like in a gym. But I'd imagine they'd want to be outside on a field. I mean, we got a nice overcast day. No blue skies, but no rain either. So
that's right. Just make sure that reel feels good, you know? Make sure they hit you up first.
Such a good point there. So Mahomes and the Super Bowl favorite Chiefs are practicing. The NFL will vote on a new rule proposal on Thursday that would allow teams to exchange a 4th and 15 instead of an onside kick. Here was Andy Reid on that rule change proposal.
I don't know if it's going to pass or not. I know the special teams coaches aren't real big on that. You know, it takes away obviously one of the elements of theirs, and then it's also the kickoff, which has been under scrutiny here, and kickoff returns. So, you know, to keep the integrity of the game, you like that part of it. On the other hand, if it does pass, then we've got a guy that can do 4th and 15s. I mean, he would give us an opportunity to be able to do that. So I've got kind of mixed thoughts on it. I would probably stick, being an old guy, I'd probably stick with the integrity of the game as it sits right now, but I can also see where the other part could be exciting.
Integrity of the game. I'm a purist.
You could have situations where really like a team coming back with the game on the line, they would be set up 4th and 15 and have to convert, and that would be the game instead of the onside kick, which would in fact be more exciting. So we'll see if that passes on Thursday.
It's safer, right? Isn't that one of the reasons too? It's supposed to be, mm-hmm, you know, easier on the whole concussion deal.
Anything with kickoffs is not good, with like blindside hits, and the onside kick is almost like a forced mosh pit that you would see at a concert.
That was me. I used to lay the wood. Oh yeah. Ooh, H Love used to bring it. I played varsity sports. No big deal. No big deal.
You ran, didn't you?
Yeah, track, but I play football too. Yeah,
no, you didn't.
I got offered a couple.
So we have baseball and we have hockey. Which one do you think is coming back?
If I had to guess which was coming back first, I'm going to go baseball.
Wrong. Baseball is not doing a good job. They have talks going on this week. It has to be decided this week, but baseball has proposed cutting the salaries of the highest paid players, with lower paid players taking lesser cuts. So baseball's in trouble because they're the only sport where really they have to take less money as players to get a profitable season for
owners. Why? What did we? Why is it?
Their television deals are not as strong.
Okay, gotcha.
So, for example, a player making $35 million in 2020 would only make 7.8. It's like 1/4 of his salary. Oh. Player making $10 million would make 2.9. Player earning $1 million would earn $434,000. Player making the MLB minimum, $536, would only earn $262. Which, again, for the average person, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You got to think, like, these guys could probably just play next year if they're already at the major league level. You know, a lot of them could. So.
Interesting.
I don't know why, especially the higher paid players would agree to this. You know, maybe you could sway the lower end, but are you then going to have the problem of like the higher paid players not showing up? And if they don't show up, what's the sense of playing with marginal guys? So I don't, as I start to take in this news, I don't have a lot of confidence that the baseball will come to an agreement, and I think you're probably looking now at 2021 for your Royals baseball, but we'll see. I mean, got to watch this. If they don't come to a deal by the end of the week, baseball's done. Hockey, on the other hand, for you Blues fans, Commissioner Gary Bettman said the 2019-2020 regular season's officially over. Stats are frozen March 11th, but they will be having a 24-team conference-based postseason format that was approved by the Players Association, so that's big, 29-2.
It is, as we had heard before, 24 teams are involved, 24 out of 31. The top four in each conference will play a round robin to determine seedings after their byes are done. The bottom eight in each conference will play best 3 out of 5, and as we thought yesterday, may have an advantage being sharper for the second round.
A 24-team tournament would be 8 more teams than they usually have. And again, for the Blues, the top 4 teams, and the Blues were included in that, would play in this round robin to determine the top 4 seeds, and then there would be other play-in games. What the NHL is going to have is 2 separate locations. You're looking at Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Las Vegas, LA, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Toronto, and Vancouver, where they have all these tournaments and all the players are there. And so you could just tell in these plans that the NHL seems to have their S together, whereas the MLB is all over the place. But this would equate to an insane March Madness-like tournament for the NHL, which right now...
This could be perfect for NHL.
You have folks that are just starved for sports. They can get this going sooner rather than later. This is a huge opportunity to get people into hockey. And
it makes sense, right? Because the season... says this regular season is done. They didn't have, you know, I mean, I think it actually kind of plays.
Allows the St. Louis Blues to get a crack at repeating and holding the Stanley Cup above their head. And, you know, now that they're allowing 24 instead of 16 teams, my New York Rangers make the playoffs. So, going to play the Hurricanes? Let's go Rangers, right?
Let's do that hockey.
That's sports.
Oh!
That's it. We'll see about the NBA.
What did you think about the I was going to ask you about that Tiger thing. Did you watch the Tiger and Brady and Phil? What was it? The golf tournament.
Yeah, it did incredible numbers. It was a tournament – or not a tournament. It was just like a match game where Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning faced off against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. There were a couple viral moments where Tom Brady sunk a chip shot from – looked like the fairway and – then he went to pick up his ball and he ripped his pants.
Oh. Despite the wardrobe malfunction, the 42-year-old couldn't help but poke fun at the viral moment on Twitter, saying, quote, pants wanted in on social distancing, I guess.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. He is the greatest of all time, but he doesn't have the greatest pants of all time, as you can tell.
Will they include that in the documentary? You think they're going to put that clip in there?
They just might. Maybe at the end of an episode as a kicker, as they call it in the biz. A couple blood drives today. One at the Sprint Center, I saw. And one at Union Station. So if you want to give blood, there's ways to do it. The Sprint Center one's happening today and tomorrow. Mm. So you can also do it Thursday. Union Station's happening from Wednesday to Friday. So if you have blood and want to give it, there are places to go. Overland Park is continuing to have their farmers market on Wednesday. That happens Wednesday and Saturday. It'll be from 7:30 to 1, Wednesday and Saturday. Pickleball Pickup, our friends at KC Crew, They're resuming here their play. Pickleball pickup at Hy-Vee Arena. Hartzell, that's where you work out.
Mm-hmm.
You used to. Now you're looking a little smaller.
How dare you? I talked to my guy last night. Thank you very much. I'm going to try to go back in.
Pickleball weekly pickup. If you want to play tonight, Wednesday at 5 o'clock, you want to play with the people.
What is this instrument?
This is my ringtone. I'm just playing myself on into the mic. Harry Potter trivia online. They say that Harry Potter is the best episodic movie series of all time.
Okay.
You play trivia.
You can save it.
Tonight at 7 o'clock. Toasttab.com. I don't know if this is actually going on, but it's online, so you got to just check it yourself. Karaoke night at Knuckleheads, May 28th. I think it's all right to have it that now. I'm not 100% sure, but...
Knuckleheads was the first venue to open back up.
Yeah, so they're open. Yeah, go sing some karaoke. Hartzell, you can go to Hy-Vee Arena, play a little pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go to Knuckleheads.
Oh, man. Conditions ideal.
And just try not to be like Tom Brady and rip those pants. That's all I got for sports events.
You nailed it.
You want some words of advice?
I was hoping you would remember. I was just waiting because I was worried you were going to forget. On Wednesdays on this, your Kansas City Morning Show, Peter gives you words of wisdom to get your day so smooth. He keeps you going.
Great article
and
here
that
from
positive hat.
Yeah, great article here from theladders.com. 15 people share the worst advice they got when they were young. Follow your passion. This advice sounded great, but assumes that I had some predisposed passion that I was born with. I did it, says James Huntington. Your college major doesn't matter. Well, Christine says, I was told by numerous adults throughout my college years that it didn't matter what I studied. I think their intention was to ease the anxiety I felt about my life's direction, how my career unfolded. But instead, she wishes that she had picked a better college major.
That's
again,
quite
we're
story.
Looking at 15 words of advice that people said was the worst advice they would ever receive. Don't move out. Stay home and save up money.
Okay, let's go to...
You, Hartzell, you would like this one. My aunt gave me this advice when I had just graduated high school and lived my whole life to that point in a one-stoplight farm town. I needed culture, city lights, room to make mistakes. I didn't follow her advice. I'm glad I did. If I could speak to my younger self now, I'd say move out. You're amazing and you'll do great things. I'm going to say the same thing to you, Hartzell. Don't be bossy. It's some bad advice. As a young girl, I'd like to lead my pack of friends. I took this as, if you agree, people will like you. But you should be bossy, says Taylor. It's just recently that I had an epiphany that being bossy isn't a bad thing. So be bossy. Worst advice we're going through. Fake it until you make it.
That's the best advice you've given right there.
First time I got promoted into a leadership role, I was sure I could do the job. Many leaders tell me this advice, fake it until you make it. Or as I understood what they were trying to say, I chose a different path. Full transparency. Because much better career. That was from Judge Sudikow, consulting right now in San Diego. Good for him.
What is going on?
Worst advice you've ever received. Be a man. My father used to tell me, be a man, stop crying. Years later, I learned that manliness is not a lack of emotion. It is a lack of despair. Now I would tell you, my younger self, that boys become men not when they stop feeling, but when they embrace what they feel and stop allowing it to overwhelm their spirit. So cry, boys, cry. Cry, boys, cry. Cry, boys, cry.
I thought you were going to give us, like, you know, some Gandhi short and sweet. What is this dissertation style wisdom? What the
best
hell
advice
is that?
I've ever received. Your grades will dictate your success. Terrible advice. My mom gave me this advice when I was in school, so I learned as much as I could, memorized all the facts, and tried my hardest to get straight A's. My mom failed to mention that to be successful in life, you don't only need knowledge, but also necessary life skills. So put those school books away and go out in those streets, young kids. That's from Patricia Balge, Corporate Wellbeing, London, United Kingdom.
I'm really happy that you're at least citing your sources, man.
Not a piece of worst advice. You'll never get a second chance to make a first impression. My boss told me this advice over time, and I learned it was wrong. It could become a burden. Trying to create a good first impression hinders people being authentic and taking risks. We're so worried about creating wrong impression that we all play safe. Job interviews are a perfect example. Much like candidates, act like robots. they're anything but authentic. My version of the advice is you'll always get a first chance to make a second impression. Take risks. It's better to be liked for who you are than to be appreciated for who you pretend to be. Gustavo Rossetti, change leadership consultant in Chicago, Illinois. Another piece of terrible advice. There you go. Some backwards Wednesday wisdom for you. Opposite there. How about that?
Unbelievable. Thanks, I think, for that words of wisdom from Peter Sweeney. Peter W. Sweeney.
This is what I ride my horse to.
Yeah. As he's giving you some wisdom on that majestic horse as he frolics.
Get on your horse.
Across the plains. That's his wisdom. Get on your horse.
Or some of the worst advice I ever heard was to not get on my horse. Pete Sweeney. Writer, Kansas City, Missouri.
All right, Pete, where can people get a hold of you?
I want to dance, dance with me. As we ride away on this horse tonight, look into the distance and see what you want to see. Yeah, I'll be there forever.
Is that you on the horse? I've lost control.
I'll be there forever.
Is that an accent? What the hell?
I'll be there forever.
This is I want
forever
to break free.
Energy.
Did you eat those brownies again?
Forever.
What are you on right now? I thought, but never mind.
That's a show. Good show.
It's a show, all right. My name is Hartzell. Can you tell these people where they can find you? I want to plug your social medias, man, as we go home.
I'm at my house right now. If you want to come over for breakfast, cooking up some eggs.
You're on one today. PG Sween, that's where you find him. I'm at Hartzell965. The KC Morning Show on Instagram, KC Morning Show on Twitter, Facebook. KCMorningShow@gmail.com. That's
find
the email.
On Westport.
Not yet.
We'll see you on Friday.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Play them off, Johnny. Play them off. All right. Peter, let's get out of here. Give me a letter so we can go home.
Q.
What the hell? Here he goes again. See, he thinks he's funny, y'all. Oh, he thinks he's clever.
P, man.
P.
Yeah, just check your P's and Q's.
That's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home. Peter, I love you. I will see you on Friday. I'll see you in the morning, buddy.
The KC Morning Show.
What a show, Peter.
Wash your ass.
Best way to say goodbye.